Welcome to Face to Face. Today, two gentlemen both involved in Del Mar College. Del Mar College President Mark Escamilla and his close friend and chairman of the Board of Regents, Trey McCampbell, talk about the impact of Del Mar College in the community and its future.
What do you think is the staying power of Del Mar College, and why has it been so successful?
I think because it's moved with the junior college movement into the community college movement. And then as we are currently, I would say we being the 1,300 plus community and junior colleges around the country, are beginning to redefine themselves in terms of what the community's needs really are and how the community college can meet them. Del Mar College has had great leadership, and they've really adhered to their roots as a community college. In other words, they've listened, they've reacted, and they position themselves well within the community's values and expectations.
We're homegrown, yes. You might say. We're local boys.
Yes. Much.
Talk a little bit about growing up in Corpus for you, what it was like, and where you grew up, and sure. Situation and things like that.
Sure. Oh, I love saying, I love telling everyone that I grew up on Milo Street and Morgan Avenue. Those are the two streets that still, I think I'm most comfortable to this day.
So you would have been in high school 30 years ago, roughly,
yes.
Finishing up.
Yes.
From your perspective in that time period in history, both in your family circles and in greater, what was the attitude towards education and getting an education and continuing your education?
You know, I think education was a relative term, and you know, at our house, it was an education could mean a skill. It certainly was. I mean, Dad gave us his informal education by teaching us construction and working on cars and all these other sorts of things in his small businesses. And so there was an expectation. There was an expectation of a strong work ethic first. The expectation was that you would do something and that you would achieve to the level of your capability, that you would really push yourself.
If you can look back, not just so much as the president of Del Mar College now, but what it was like back then, what were your impressions of Del Mar College? What'd you think of it?
You know, Del Mar Tech was there. I mean, from the time I was a little bitty boy, my dad went and achieved his welding certificate. I don't even think it was the full two-year degree. It was the welding certificate. Became a certified welder back in 1961 or something like that. And so it was a regular part of our conversations. I mean, Del Mar Tech. My dad was so proud of Del Mar Tech and all the things that Del Mar could offer.
Del Mar College is going through an extremely exciting time right now with bringing many things up to speed in terms of our buildings and our capital needs, and then this bond issue for the Southside campus. What's it like being associated with Del Mar College at this time in its history?
It is really testing every aspect of my job, and it is extremely important to me. This is, I feel, professionally speaking, I always separate what I do from who I am. In terms of what I do and this being my job that I love, it is my life's work. I feel like this is my life's work.
One last question. Or one last commitment from you.
Sure.
Don't take this as the chairman of the board speaking of the president of college. Take this as friend to friend.
Yes.
Will you commit to meeting me in a StoryCorps booth in 10 years?
Absolutely. I dare say that we will have a lot to talk about.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Trey.
I appreciate your friendship.
Thank you. I appreciate you very much.
The common ground of education and two friends who make sure everyone is aware of what a great community college can do. Face to face.